From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting divisions over the migrant crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other European country. Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland, though, are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens wounded in the demonstration. Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukraine's Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov says the guardsman died of a shrapnel wound to the heart. The shrapnel was thought to have come from a grenade fired from the crowd of nationalist protesters. Authorities said the suspect was apprehended, along with about 30 others. Avakov accused a member of the right-wing Ukrainian Svoboda Party of launching the grenade as they clashed with guardsmen in riot gear outside parliament. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They say they have issued arrest warrants for two new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday that the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas. The attacks could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has told Pakistani officials there is more work the Pakistani government can do to confront extremist groups. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday that Rice, during a brief visit, told leaders in Islamabad that they can do more to confront groups that pose a security threat to both Pakistan and the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where scientists and officials are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The White House says the goal of the conference is to boost awareness of how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world and what people can do in response. U.S. President Barack Obama is facing a backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali. Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in North America. The administration says the name change recognized what it called the sacred status of the mountains to Alaskan natives. Mount McKinley was named after President William McKinley, who was born in Ohio. House Speaker John Boehner, also from Ohio, said he was deeply disappointed by the decision to rename the mountain. Egypt plans to hold its long-delayed parliamentary elections in October and November this year. Heather Murdoch reports.
Chairman of the High Electoral Committee, Chancellor Ayman Abbas, says the elections will begin October 18th and conclude after two-day phases on November 23rd. He warns future parliamentary candidates against inciting violence or attempting to rig the elections. Egypt has been without a parliament since June 2012, when a Muslim Brotherhood-dominated parliament dissolved. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Sudan's foreign minister says the International Criminal Court's indictment of President Omar al-Bashir is merely a European matter that has been rejected by the rest of the international community. Speaking to VOA by telephone Sunday, Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour said President Bashir continues to travel the world whenever he is invited by other heads of state without fear of being arrested. Bashir begins a four-day visit to China Monday. Malaysia's government led a National Day celebration Monday that overshadowed 2 days of protests calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mr. Najib joined thousands of spectators in Kuala Lumpur for the gala parade of police, soldiers, and civil servants. The Prime Minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations, has vowed not to step down. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.